Last week we spoke about what happens if something unexpected occurs to the renter, and because of that he comes back late. Like he got stuck in our case, he got stuck in a blizzard. In Mohan Arroyo's case, he got stuck in a blizzard in Muncie and he couldn't get back in time because he had to pay for those extra days. So we said it depended on, first of all, how the rental agreement was. If it was a agreement that you're paying per day for as long as you have it, you were expecting to come back sooner. The fact that you were delayed doesn't mean pay a certain amount per day. You have to pay for each day you have it out. If the agreement was a flat rate, I'm paying for this amount to go to Montreal and back, and expected time should be 3 days, then it takes 5 days. So then, it's a machlok. It depends on the case. So we say if it's something that, in other words, we said that the renter will not be chayiv unless it's something that he knew could happen and the owner did not know could happen. He knows he's going to Montreal, he knows the snows in Montreal, and the owner doesn't know about that. So then he's responsible to pay because he should have mentioned something to them. That's a mosim chaver all of haraya. Except in that case, in a normal case, we say mosim chaver all of haraya. We're not sure who should pay. So should he have made the stipulation? Should they have made the stipulation? We say he's patur. You can't force him to pay. However, if it's something that he knew about and they didn't know about, in that case, he's chayiv to pay for the extra days. We said that there was an issue whether he has to pay the full value or maybe just he should have to pay the amount they would want to not have their car being run. So we said it would depend on the type of rental arrangement. Was part of the price the fact that it was going to be used, or was just the fact that it was going to be out of the shop? So that would depend whether he could reduce the rate in his return. And then we concluded that if it was if he had already paid in advance, he had given a deposit, so now since the whole reason is the Muslim Chayveir all of a right for him to get the money back from the owner, he won't be able to get it unless it was something that the owner knew about and he didn't know about, for the same reason that it's a Muslim Chayveir all of a right, he's holding the money and you can't get it back. We then said that this might apply only by the case of a snowstorm where there's nothing he can do. We quoted the Chavos Yoyer's case, that if he got sick, so also he can't bring it back, but he could send it back. He could call the owner and say, you know, I'll send it back, or send it back with someone. In that case, even though the Chavos Yoyer was Mekel, we saw the Nesivos and the Shvus Yaakov are machmir on that, and they hold that in that case, since number one, you were able to send it back and you didn't, and number two is you're happy to have it with you because you want to come back with it, so there the Schiris is still intact and you'll have to pay even though it was something that you could not have known about, and even though you didn't pay yet, you'll have to pay for those extra days that the car is out. So that's last week's case. At the end, Dr. Miller asked what happens if something unexpected occurs and you return it early. You have a you're renting a car to go to a chasna in Montreal, and before you go you hear that it's postponed, or bris, you hear the baby's yellow and there's no reason to go anymore, so you want to take the car back. Right, so that's the topic tonight. The case I said on the email was you had hired a U-Haul to do some moving, and in the middle of the you thought you were going to need it for 2 days, and in the middle you decided you don't like using the U-Haul, you'll use your own car, or you finish earlier than you expected and you want to return it a day early. Do you have the right to say, okay, I know I agreed to pay $100 for 2 days use, I'm returning it after 1 day, I want $50, I only want to pay you $50, or I want $50 refund in case I paid you already. Right, that's the Shiloh tonight. Now, we spoke at the very end last week, and just we'll keep it in the back of our minds tonight also, just to go into it further. Included in what we'll talk about tonight is a case where you ended up not returning it early, but you ended up not using it. Right? You, for some reason, you couldn't use the tiller. It rained all day, and you couldn't use it. And you returned the next day. Look, I want my money back. I didn't use it. Or you didn't go to the trip, and you come back the next day, you know, 2 days later, and look, I was waiting for the weather to change. It didn't change. Here's the car, and I didn't use it. I want my money back. So, well, that's going to be included also. That certainly you can't get your money back, but we'll see why. So there's two sugyas that we have to see. They're both in Bamithiyah. First is on Amid Aleph. Ayin says Amid Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, the Chacham learned in a Braisa. Hasachar es hasfina v'tavala v'chati haderach. If someone rented a boat and the boat sunk midway through the trip, so that was a problem for both people. The owner lost his boat and the renter lost what he was transporting, so he didn't need the boat anymore. Rav Nosson Amar, Rav Nosson said, if the renter already paid the money for the trip, for the rental, so then lo yitol, he can't get his money back. V'im lo nosson, if he didn't pay yet, so lo yitain, he doesn't have to pay. Whoever is holding the money has the upper hand. So the Gemara wants another case. Hey Chidami, in what case, what was the arrangement made over here? If I went to someone and said, you have a boat, I want to rent your boat because I need to transport a lot of things and I need it for a few days. So is this, he only had one specific boat, but I had a lot of wine. Besides the one I put on this trip that sunk, I also had other one I needed to transport. So the Gemara asks, Im Nasan, if I already paid the rental, Amai lo yitu, why can't I get my money back? Name Olay, let the renter say to the owner, Havli Sfinta, give me the boat. I have more wine to use. But I'm not breaking the deal over here, you're breaking the deal. I have more wine, I needed something to haul my stuff for a few days. One of them sank through no Pshia or Gneva Vaid of Mayon. One of them didn't work out. And now I want another one. Give me another one to replace it. So he certainly should be able to get his money back if the owner doesn't give him another boat. Hello, you want to say maybe, it's talking where I had a specific material, I had specific merchandise I needed to transport somewhere. I needed to get this merchandise to a certain place. And I went to a big company and I said, I need a boat. They said, okay, here, take this boat. Right? But they have other boats available also. So I have the specific wine and he had just one boat. And he had many boats and that boat sunk. And now I don't need the transportation anymore because I lost the thing I needed to transport. So Imlo Nasan, if the renter didn't pay yet, Amai Lo Yiteng, why should he not have to pay? Right, so Rav Nosson said, if whoever has the money wins, so what case is it talking about? The Gemara probably ends, it's talking about a specific boat and a specific wine. But we want to focus on this last case of the Gemara, where I go to a company and I rent a boat, because I have particular wine I need to transport. Then something happens to the boat and the wine. The Gemara says that for sure I have to pay for the whole trip. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. So Tosis has a kasha. Right, Tosis explains what's the svara first. Tosis says, since the, what's on the second side of the handout, Kiman Shem Masker Yachla Kind to know, since the renter, the boat owner, he can provide another boat. Right? He said, I'll provide you transportation. I'm willing and ready to do my side of the bargain. Vesokher Enga Yachla Kayim, and it's the renter who can't fulfill his part of the bargain. He lost his stuff that he needs to transport. Imke Mazola Garim, it's his mazal, like we said a few weeks ago. Vahavi Kechozir, it's like he's reneging on the agreement. So he has to pay, first of all, he has to pay for the first half that he went to, and even the half that he didn't go, he has to pay, not the full amount, he can pay a reduced rate. In other words, just to backtrack, to say things that are poshut, if you make an agreement with someone, you have a rental agreement. And that agreement is that I'm renting this item for a certain amount of time and I'm paying a certain amount of money. As soon as I start using it, as soon as I make a kinyan, so that rental agreement is binding on both parties. I'm not allowed to change my mind to say I don't want to rent it anymore. You're not allowed to change your mind to say that you don't want to do it anymore. As soon as I start working, now I'm trying to give you the $150 I promised to give you, and you have to give me the 3 days worth of your item that I'm renting from you. But that's a binding agreement. So you can't just say, and this is a simple case, you know, I decided not to go on the trip, I'm going to give it back to you, after one day, I want 2 days back, 2 days money back. You can't do that because you have made an agreement, you made a kinyan that you're going to give him $150 for 3 days of a trip, and you can't renege in the middle. Right? So Tosfos says the same things over here, where I have wine to transport, and I agreed to rent the boat for to go to New York, and that's going to cost $100. So we sank in the middle of the Delaware River. We didn't quite make it to New York. It's halfway along the way. So the owner could tell me, the renter, look, I'm ready to do my part of the deal. It's your mazel. Your mazel is what caused the problem over here. It's your, just like last week we said, if the renter gets sick, he certainly has to pay even for the extra days. In those certain cases, because it's his mazel. It's your mazel. I'm sorry, when we had a few weeks ago where the car broke down, right, and it was slow going, we said it was his mazel that things went bad, and you have to pay the full amount. So here also you can say it's your mazel that caused the problem, and you have to pay the deal we agreed. Tosfos says, though, you do have that benefit that since you actually didn't put wear and tear on the boat, what was down in the bottom of the river, and you didn't put wear and tear on his other boat that he should have replaced and could have replaced if you had your wine available, so you can pay a reduced rate, whatever the reduced rate is, for renting someone's boat that you don't use. Right, so that's what Tosfos says. But Tosfos has another kasha. And his kasha really is based on a big difference between the case I just introduced and our case. The case I introduced was saying that if you make an agreement with someone, so then the deal is that as soon as I start making a kinyan, I can't back down and you can't back down, right? That's the way the deal goes. Neither of us can back down. But if something unavoidable happens, if an onus happens, then we get into those halachas we said last week. The halacha is, Tosfos brings from employees. If I hire a worker to water my field, and it rained, so he comes the next day ready to water the field, and there's nothing to do because it rained out. So the Gemara says the workers lose out. The workers can't get any. They didn't do any work, so they can't take any money from the owner. Right? It's that same cheshem because, like we said last week, it is an onus. It's something that either the worker and the owner both should have known, or something that neither of them should have known. Here it's probably both of them could realize that it could rain. And it was up to the worker to make a condition, even if it rains, I want to get paid for coming in. Since they didn't, they can't take the money from the owner. So same thing over here. Why don't we say a boat sinking in the river is an onus. It's not a usual occurrence. And we should say, let the renter who it plays the role, it's tricky. The owner, the bias plays different roles when we're talking about employment and talking about renting. In the case of renting, the bias is the one who's holding the money, the one who's trying to extract the money. In the case of an employer, the bias is the one who's holding the money. So just not to get confused with the two cases. So we should say, just like in the case of employment, the worker can't demand payment for an unavoidable occurrence that happened to the balabayas. So same thing over here, the balabayas, the owner of the boat, should not be able to demand payment when an unavoidable onus happened to the renter. Right? That's Tosfos's kasha. Right? Unless it's something, once again, that he should have known and they had no way of knowing. But assuming a boat sinking, it's both could realize it could happen and both didn't realize that it would happen. Right? So it's an equal playing field here. It's an onus. What's the difference between this case and that case? He should be potter for the half of the journey that he did not go on. So Tosfos answers, brings in the Rivan, that over here it's different because over here the Balabayas lost his boat. He lost his boat, sunk in the river. So he deserves to get some payment. Even not full payment, but at least he deserves, why we'll see. But he deserves to get some payment because his boat sunk in the river. In the case of the workers, it's true that they wasted their time. They're not getting any money for their work, but nothing happened to them. They didn't get destroyed. They didn't get damaged. They just lost opportunity for money. But over here where the boat sank in the bottom of the river, so you have to pay you have to pay something to the owner for that goat that sunk. What's the svara? Chazanish says the svara that part of a rental payment is, part of a rental agreement is, when I agree to pay $150 for the trip to New York on your boat, assumed in that is that it's like partially, part of the payment is insurance, that if the boat sinks, I'm willing to pay the $150 no matter what. If it's going to be a boat, they don't going to pay you for the, you know, I'm responsible to pay you for anything that damage that occurs to the boat. But if an onus happens to the boat, so the $150 is like insurance, that I'll pay you the $150 no matter what happens. That's the way the Chazanish understands Tosis and Shita.
Now, the insurance for the owner. Insurance for the owner.
Right. That he, I'm giving them my boat, I'm charging $150, and I want that $150 no whether what. You use it or if an onus happens. That's the Asvara. And it's hard to hear. You know, why Tosis, but Tosis does make that chilek, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins his chilek, and Shin Yod Aleph Sif Gimel Shulchan Aruch says that in this case of the boat, he has to pay even for the part of the trip he didn't go, however you could reduce the payment because it wasn't actually, there was no wear and tear on it. The Ramada brings Yesh Amrim that you only have to give the half of the trip that you took, but not the other half. The Shach points out that that's the Rosh Hashita, who holds that this is exactly like the case of a worker who didn't end up doing his work, so he doesn't get payment for work he didn't do, and he doesn't hold Tosef's Chilek. However, the Shach says, even though it's the Ramah, he says that most Rishonim agree with Tosef's, and we should pass him like the Mechaber and the Rif, and that I think is the halach everyone accepts, that in a case where something unavoidable happened to the renter, right? In a case where something unavoidable happened to the renter, this is what comes out. If what happened to him was unavoidable, you know, let's say the case of the U-Haul, it ends up that he's trying to pick up the merchandise and there's no merchandise there to pick up, someone stole it before he got there and he doesn't need the U-Haul anymore, and because of that he wants to return it early, so he's not chayav to pay for that, because that's just like hiring a worker, and something happens unavoidably, and there's no work for him to do, you don't have to pay him if it's something that you couldn't have known about, and something that you couldn't have known about that he wouldn't have known about. Right, so here also, in a normal case, if you rent something and something unavoidable happens, you end up not being able to use it for the full amount that you were planning on using it, so in that case, we'll say it's like a case of a worker, a case of an employee who was not able to do the work, he can't force the owner, the Baal HaBayis, to pay him. So here also, in the case of renting, the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the car, the U-Haul, the computer, whatever he rented out, can't force the renter to pay for time he didn't have it. He's returning it, even though they made an agreement. The agreement's only if things go well. But here, where something unavoidable happened, something that I could not have expected to happen, something that I didn't have any control over, so in that case I don't have to pay for the rest of the way. However, if it's something, the unavoidable thing that happened was that your property got destroyed, like over here where the boat got sunk in the river, I'm renting a computer and something unavoidable happened, that there was a tornado and the whole thing got the whole thing got swept away, the car got destroyed and the cargo got destroyed, so I don't need it anymore to finish the trip. So in that case, we'll paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Shach, going with Tosfos to say that since his property got destroyed, so you will at least have to pay the reduced rate for the rest of the trip that you didn't take. Right, so that's the first part. Right, the first part, we'll have to make this chilek, that in most cases, even though the Gemara says, you're hired to pay for the whole trip, even though you didn't make the trip, but since in that case was special, because in that case the boat sunk and it was an unavoidable loss to the owner, so there you have to compensate him and pay him for the rest of the trip, the reduced rate. But in a case where that didn't happen, it's just that something unavoidable happened to you and his property is still intact, so then you have all the right to say, I'm not paying for the second half of the trip. Okay, so that's the first sugya. Now there's another sugya on the days. I need to say on the days. Someone rented a boat again, he's transporting his merchandise to another city. Midway along the way, he found someone else to buy it, and he unloaded the boat in the middle, and he wants to quit the agreement. So nothing as far as chatzi aderech, he only has to pay for the first half of the trip. Vein lo alav al taruma, so the owner only has complaints against the renter. He can't have any monetary claim. He could just say, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do. So Gemara wants to know what this case is. Hey chidami, what's the case? You may want to come mashkach la gura. If in Delaware, when I unloaded my U-Haul, I immediately found someone else that will take over and rent it the rest of the way to New York. Am I easily taruma? So what complaints do you have against me? You're not losing any money. I paid you for this part of the way, and you'll have rental payments the rest of the way also. And vi de loka mashkech la gura. And if there's no one else to lease the boat over there, kula agur by shlami. I should have to pay the whole thing because I made an agreement. Like we said, if I make an agreement and I'm going to rent it for this amount of money, I can't renege in the middle. I have to pay what I said I was going to pay. The release I have on that agreement is that I can replace myself as long as you don't have a monetary loss. So the Gemara answers, Lom de kamashkach la gura. Really, he did find another renter, and that's why he doesn't have to pay. Ela amayis like taruma. So why is it that the owner has complaints? Mishum rafsa. Because there's wear and tear on the boat, that I'd rather have one customer going all the way on a long trip than having shorter customers breaking the trip along the way. So that's his complaint. I thought I had an easy job just going straight with one person. The fact that now I have to unload it and load it, so I have kind of a complaint against you. So the Gemara goes back and forth with a little bit more. So in Halacha, this is brought down in Sivvav in Shin Yod Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch paskens Hasochras, and this is the Rambam's lashon. Hasochras Hasfina. The son rents a boat, a park of the Chatzi Aderech, and he unloads it in midway. And there is no one to take over the rental. So, like the Gemara says, no son aschar kol aderech. You have to pay the whole trip. V'matz Hasochra Misha Yaskir Asah Lo Anamakas Shapasa. If I found someone else to take my place, so then I don't have to pay the extra. And the boat owner could have complaints because now he has a second customer. He rather would have just had one. And just to point out over here, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma. Right, let's talk about this case again. I had the car. I said I'm going to rent it to you all. I said I'm going to rent it for a week, and I decide after 3 days I'm going to return it. Nothing, no onus happened. I just want to return it. So he said that you have to pay full amount. You made a deal. But now we see there's a way out. If I find someone to replace me, so then it's not like I broke the deal. I found a replacement, so you didn't have any loss, so then I don't have to pay for the full amount anymore. Okay. Now, who's the one that has to find a new customer?
Or the renter. The renter finds a replacement.
Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says that the renter, he says, V'imatza ha-socher misha yaskar. So if the renter found someone to rent it to him, so then he doesn't have to pay the rest of them out. And that seems to be, the Minchas Pitim says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing. However, the Minchas Pitim points out that the Gemara was mashana like that. The Gemara said, the Gemara seems to be mashed if the renter finds someone to rent it out to after this guy left. So the Pisi Choshen says it's not so precious who's the one that has to find it, but I guess it would be certainly be right that you should find it, you're returning it, and you have to find that other person to take your place. Okay, so let's go back to the case where there is...
Otherwise he would have to pay the full amount.
Otherwise, you have to pay the whole amount, right? Right. So, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're talking where there wasn't anyone else available to take the rest of the rental, and you have to pay. Now, what do you have to pay? So, the Gemara clearly says you have to pay for the whole trip because you agreed to make a certain rental agreement, pay a certain amount. You have to pay that amount. That was the deal that you made. Now, the Magen Mishnah says from the Rambam, it seems. The Rambam just says, "No sinas chay kol ader." If you give him the pay for the whole trip, it seems that you have to give the full pay, and you can't deduct the second half and say, look, the second half you didn't have to, you didn't have to any wear and tear, so I want to have a less of a rate. It seems you have to pay the full amount. Right? That's what the Nagi Mishnah says. And the Mishnah Amala explains, you know, first of all, that seems to contradict what we said before. We said that the boat sunk in the river, destroying the cargo and the ship. So in that case, the halacha is you get a reduced rate for the part that you didn't use. So why over here do you have to pay the full rate? So the Magen Mishnah says, because over here, the boat's around. I'm ready to do the job. My boat's here. You put in the middle, so I want you to pay me the whole rate. In case of the boat in the bottom of the river, it's true that I have the right to bring another boat. And then they ask, where's your merchandise? And I'll continue, but I didn't do that. So since I don't want to do it, and it saves me time and effort not doing it, so then I just get a reduced rate. The Mishnah Melech explains it further. He says that in the case where the boat sunk in the middle of the river, the deal's finished. Right, it's over now. The boat's finished. The deal's finished. Okay, we made an agreement that you're going to pay a certain amount, so you pay a reduced amount for the rest of the trip. But over here, I said I would transport you from Baltimore to New York, and you get off in Delaware. I'm in the middle of nowhere here, and there's no one else to rent it to. So I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's like I'm in the middle here. So since I'm in the middle, you can't quit in the middle. You have to pay me the full amount. Right? That's the way the Mishnah Melech looks at it. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. However, the Shach brings and the Sma, they bring, they both say that even though the Mechaber is Mashma, that you have to pay the full amount, like the Magen Mishnah explains, they hold that the Loch is here also, you're allowed to reduce the payment. You can reduce the payment here also, and we disagree with the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, but you can disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and we hold like Tosfos, like the Rishonim that hold the tour that says clearly you pay the a reduced amount even here. Right, that's the way they come in. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out with the Nosei Kehilah. Putting these cases together, we come out with halachas like this. Let's see why the U-Haul driver wants to return the U-Haul. Right, the case is he said, I'm going to pay you $150 to rent it for a week. And now he wants to stop in the middle. Now, if he stops in the middle without any surprising circumstance, any onus, he just decides, it's too much of a schlep, I decided not to do it, I don't want to do it. So, in that case, and he takes it back to the shop, he still has to pay the full value of, he has to pay for the full trip. Right, he has to pay for the even the days he didn't use. However, in this case, he could say, I'm only going to pay you a reduced rate because I didn't use it those days. Right, there's a rental agreement, I have to pay, but look, I didn't use it. So, same thing if you renege on a worker in the middle, the worker can't demand payment, but he gets paid to pull a bottle. No, he doesn't get full, he can't get full pay. If I find someone to replace me, so then I get out of it. So that's easy. There's nothing unavoidable to happen. I just decided to change my mind. By the way, it's us for me to change my mind also. Right, there's a din called Mechusar Amana that we talked about. And if I make a deal, even though it's just an oral deal, here certainly there's a Kenyan, and I renege on it, I'm called a Mechusar Amana. I'm lacking in trust. It's Asa Deviyam of Chusar Amana, so that would be a problem here also, unless we said that there's a difference in the financial situation. Right now we said it was a Machlokas HaPoskim. Many Poskim hold that if there's a change in the financial situation, it doesn't pay for me to do it for some reason, I found a cheaper alternative, so then it could be I'm not a Mechusar Amana anymore. But I would still have to pay based on our rental agreement. So that's if I return it for no reason, I just decided I want to return it. And we're talking where I returned it to the shop, right? I'm returning it to the shop where it is. It's I have to pay for the whole amount, but that second half, I pay a reduced rate. Now, if an onus happened, and that's why I don't need the U-Haul anymore, the different cases in the postgame, like the mentioned before, I needed it to haul merchandise around, and when I got to a certain place, the merchandise wasn't there. See, I thought they were supposed to have it there, and I was supposed to pick it up and bring it back, and it wasn't there. So if I found out in time, so I return it before I make the trip. So I want to return it early. So I'm returning it early because something, an illness happened, or he got sick, he doesn't want to use it, and he was planning on using it, and then that day he got sick, and he can't make the trip anymore. Right, so there an onus happens. So now we go into the rules of what happens if you made a commitment either to an employee or to an owner of the equipment that you're renting. What do you do? So that goes into the rules of what type of circumstance was it. It was something that neither of them could have known about, so you can't force the renter to pay. If it's something that they both knew about could happen, you also can't force them to pay. Everyone knows that the person gets sick. Everyone knows something could happen that it's not there. But they didn't make a stipulation that you want your money anyway. You can't force them to pay. Unless you're a chavero, all of a raya, assuming you didn't have a deposit. But if it's something that the renter knew about, he knew he wasn't feeling so well when he picked up the U-Haul. And sure enough, it ended up being a flu that he wasn't able to go. And the owner had no idea that when he was picking it up, he was coming down with something. So in that case, if he knew that something could prevent him from going and the owner didn't know, so in that case, he has to pay for the rest of the week. However, he can reduce the rate because it wasn't used those few days. And the other case we're saying is, if that unexpected thing also caused a loss to the U-Haul, the unexpected thing was that the tornado came in and destroyed the U-Haul plus the merchandise he wanted to use, and he brings it back, and you know the tow truck brings it back. So since the owner has a loss also, so there also, Tosfos is finished, the Shulchan Aruch passes that way, was that you have to pay for the rest of the trip, and they're also at a reduced rate. Now here it's important to put in that we're only talking when you returned it early. When you returned it early, so now we can start saying that if it's not a circumstance where I knew about it and the owner didn't, I don't have to pay. But if I didn't return it early, something happened, I couldn't make the trip, but I wasn't able to get anywhere until the 5 days was finished, and I returned it after 5 days, and I say, look, I didn't use it because something unavoidable happened. The merchandise wasn't there, I was going all over, and I couldn't find it. I was making phone calls, and it ended up I couldn't use it at all, or I wasn't feeling one, I couldn't make the trip at all, and this is the first time I could get out, and here it is. But I had it for 5 days. So since I had it for 5 days, I have to pay. All these cases we were talking about, that if it's an onus, he doesn't have to pay the second half of the way, but he has to pay the first half of the way, even though he didn't get any benefit from it. Right? He's taking it to New York, and the thing sinks in the river. He has to certainly pay for the full price for the first half. The second half, we said it'll be faster, except for the fact that the thing sunk. Right? But the first half, the time that you're renting it, you certainly have to pay for the time that you had it. I mean, that is nothing to talk about. The Maizis, they do talk about it. Minchas Pitim brings a ride from the Nesiv and Sulam. The Mishpat say, they both say over here that we're only talking when you're returning it early. But the time that you have it, we don't care that you weren't able to use it. You have to pay because you had it. You were renting it. That there's no shayla. The shayla, one shayla Kloshin raises that I spoke at the very end last week was, maybe you could say, well, maybe I deserve a reduced rate because I didn't use it. But he's like grasping at straws. He finds maybe a little bit of a deal, but there's nothing clear to say even that you could get a reduction. Because the deal was, you're renting it, and I don't care what happened. And to me, I think the story is, it's your mazel. There's no difference if the thing's working, not working while you say it's your mazel, or the person gets sick, the renter gets sick, and you can't use it. But look, I rented it to you, you've had it, you couldn't end up using it. That's your mazel. Suppose that you wanted to take it to New York because you had a business meeting, and you went to New York and you came back and you didn't get the contract. Are you going to say, when you come back, look, it didn't work? Right? That's your mazel. My car did what it was supposed to do. You went to New York, you came back, and it's not my fault. So here also, my car was ready to go to New York. You got sick and you couldn't make the trip. You have to pay me. There's nothing to talk about in that case. Okay, so those are what we have until now. Now, the case that's a little bit different is the case if you are going with the person. Right? Not only are you renting his car, you're also hiring him as your employee to drive it, and then you quit in the middle. That's this case of you unloaded the boat in the middle, and he's there. So the way I understand the machlokes between the Maharidish and the Torah is, how do you look at that? Do you look at that case as a case where now the job is finished? It's finished now, right? It's finished. So we'll go with these cheshbonos. The job is finished, so I'm finished now. I'm returning it early. So the halacha is, I only pay a reduced rate. Right? That's the way the Torah holds it. It's like the deal's finished, and for the time I don't use it, I pay a reduced rate. Or do we say that the way the Magen Mishnah understands do we say that, but right now I'm in the middle of the road, you didn't bring it back to me, you didn't come back to my shop, I'm here in the middle of the road and I have to go back and forth, I have to still return, it's still in the middle. So since I'm in the middle, so that's why the Magen Mishnah holds you have to pay the full price, because it's like just like the case where you rented for 30 days and you come back 30 days later and say I couldn't use it, you have to pay the full rental price. A more common case will be, of this last case, is if you hire a taxi to take you to the airport, and they say it's going to cost $25 to go to the airport, and along the way you remember you forgot something at home, or you get a cell phone call that you don't need to go to the airport anymore, and you say, take me home, and I'll pay you whatever's on the meter. But you have to pay the full price of the taxi. So the part of the way that you went, then you came back, then you certainly had to pay, even though you didn't get any benefit from it. He did his job, and you rented it, and he did his job, so you have to pay for that price. How about for the rest of the way? You have to pay the, right, you're coming back, the meter now says $7. You have to pay the rest of the way, the rest of the $18 that you were planning on paying. So according to the Magen Mishnah, you have to pay the full $18 because you did the whole thing. He's in the middle now. He has to go back. There's no difference if you come back at the end or he actually did it or took you or he went without taking you. Either way, he's going to go all the way back to the airport to get his next fare. So you have to pay the full amount. The point of the tour that we look at it as, since I left you in the middle of the way, the job is finished, and I can pay a reduced amount for the rest of the way. Now, there's a machlokus if he's using a meter. So according to the Pisrei Choshen, the Pisrei Choshen calls, says that if there's a meter running, so what, you say you're going to the airport for $25, but each dollar that goes on the meter, that's the end of the job. Each block is a new job. So it's whatever the meter says, you say, okay, the job's finished, I'm paying you the $8, and the rest is a new thing. I don't have to pay you for that anymore. You don't have to pay anything for that, because the job's finished now, and I never hired you for the going to the airport. I only hired you to take me, like the meter. The Nesiva Sacher though says, no, if you say you're going to the airport, you hired him to take you to the airport. The fact that he's using a meter, that's just to see exactly how much it'd be, $25, $26, but the job is a whole job to go to the airport. If you quit in the middle, that's called quitting in the middle, and then the halacha will be, like we said, either you have to pay the full-fledged amount the way the Magen Mishnah understands, the way the Torah says, you can at least say, look, it's the last gas because I'm not here with my luggage, and you can maybe get a reduction. Okay, so that ends the Sefiras part. Next week, we'll start Yirtzeh Hashem on borrowing, the fourth Shomer, a borrower.